You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Johnny is a joker, he's a bird, a very funny joker, he's a bird, but when he jokes my honey, he's a dog, his joking ain't so funny, what a dog. Johnny is a joker that's a trying to steal my baby, he's a bird dog.
And welcome back to the second hour of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool Radio Program. James Edwards is still here with you. Eddie the Bombardier Miller has flown into the studio to take the seat that was occupied in the first hour by Keith Alexander. We're still continuing our tribute to the Everly Brothers in light of the passing of Phil Everly, who wrote a lot of those songs. There was Bird Dog. And, you know, Eddie the Bombardier Miller was born in Kentucky right around the time the Everly Brothers were born in the late 1930s. They were born in Brownie, Kentucky, B-R-O-W-N-I-E, Brownie, Kentucky. Their father was a coal miner, and they went on, of course, their heyday between 1957 and 1962, had 19 top 40 hits, and we're listening to a few of those at the beginning of each segment tonight. Eddie, I know you were listening on the AM dial as you were driving to the studio tonight during the first hour, and you were hearing some of those songs at the top of the segments, and you want to say a quick word about that before we get back down to brass tacks.
I love the Everly Brothers. When I think about the Everly Brothers, this may sound strange to y'all, I think about Christmas and rabbit hunting in the snow. When I was a kid coming up, they were a little older than me. I remember one of their big songs, James, was Wake Up Little Susie, if I'm not mistaken. I love that song. I must have been around third grade, something like that. But, some of the happiest days of my life was listening to the Everly Brothers around Christmas. They were wholesome, clean. We had a lot in common. My ancestry came from coal miners in Kentucky and whiskey makers, I may add. Now, I probably the Everly Brothers did, too, if they could admit it. But they're a dying breed. Well, that type of singer will never come back in, James.
Unfortunately, you're probably right, Eddie, but we always got it on the CDs, and as long as I'm alive, we're going to sweat with the oldies here on the Political Cesspool. But listen, a couple of weeks ago, you were out of town last week. You went to go see a friend in Alabama. The last show you were with us for was the final show of 2013, and you didn't quite get an opportunity. We ran out of time that show. You didn't get a chance to share with the audience what you would like to see the Political Cesspool accomplish in this year, 2014, the new year. Why don't you do that real quick, and then we're going to get into another topic.
We'll try to go through this real fast. James got me a few notes left over from that show. I have some short-term goals. I would like to get more listeners and specifically involved in the program. And specifically, I would like to get more doers in the program, not people just sit around the fire and listen to our show. Even we love that, and we need that. But we need more people involved that are not afraid to go out and preach the gospel to their friends and their family about the political cesspool, because, you know, we have to have more people involved if we're going to have any type of meaningful, measurable changes in life. We need to get our listeners to realize that the critical part they play. They need to realize, you know, our listeners can play a crucial part in the movement spreading the word of our program, just like I said. But that's going to take guts. It's not easy to go out and espouse your views in an area where, in a time, you know, when the views are unpopular. We need money bad, and I'm not kidding you. We there's never enough money in our movement. We're not the AIPAC movement. We're not the Zionist, international Zionist conspiracy. We're not AT&T. We have to have money in order to make this movement grow. In order to do that, we need to convince. We need some big time sponsors, James. We need to get the American the majority of the American whites to think like we do. And our job there. And I hate to say this because I almost despise the word education. It's overused so much. But we need to try to educate the people as best we can with our show to make them realize they are not by themselves. The majority of the white people, the white Christian people in this country, I don't care from Nevada to Dalton, Georgia. They all think like we do, and they know something really is bad in this country. Well, we need to get those people to realize they're not by themselves. If they realize that, they'll have more courage, James, to go out and try to spread the gospel. And we desperately need some big-time sponsors. We need to convince some of these sponsors. We need to go on the road and talk to them to realize, make them realize this, James. It just came to me today. If we could get some big-time sponsor, let's just say International Paper or Brothers, who's a big international company here in Memphis, if we could make them realize the majority of the people in this country would love to listen to this program. They espouse our same views. If we could make them realize that the huge untapped market there is out there with the people like that, they could be the first. They could be the first kid on the block to realize that they could make a killing off the market, this market, James.
Well, you're right about that, Eddie, and the proof is in our statistics. You know, we're consistently now each week a top 10 radio show in our time slot on Saturday evenings. We are now have broken into the top 100 most influential conservative websites according to Alexa, and this is what you're talking about. You know. Fundamentally, people agree with us. I absolutely believe that because I see it in the number of listeners and the growth that this show has sustained over the years. But what you want is for our listeners to go into work tomorrow or on Monday and sit around the water cooler talking about what James and Eddie and Keith and Sam said on the political cesspool on Saturday night, you know, to treat it like it's a football game.
Correct.
And to show folks, of course, that we are a Christian program based on God's law and the American view of government. These are some of the things that I know you want to see us continue to build upon in 2014. And Eddie, talking about getting those disenfranchised conservatives, those real paleo conservatives, the people who listen to us to become courageous and go out there, you got to contrast that to the email that you heard me read. I know you came in during the commercial break and said you wanted to talk about that email I read that was directed to you and Keith from a local member of the Campaign for Liberty. He or she didn't sign their name, but they said You know, they love this show. They listen to it every week. We're brilliant, but we can't come to the C4L. And I know you actually were active in the C4L for a long time here, and you've had some similar run-ins.
That's right. And just one last thing before we leave this topic. We need to give the kids out there in the audience, the children of the everyday working Joe, the ammunition, the facts that they glean from this show, where they can go into the public school system and debate these Marxist teachers to debate the Marxist curriculum with facts and to shoot these Marxist theories down in the classroom. You know, as it is right now, they've been brainwashed. And here's something I would love the cesspool to do. I would love for us to go on the road, take this show on the road. Places like Oxford, Mississippi, where they're having the big Ole Miss, you know, trying to get rid of the Colonel Rib, when they try to get rid of the Confederate flag. Other hot spots in the country. We could make hay by going to these places where they have hot spot news going on at the time. Okay, I would like to address, I think I know the guy who sent the email in, but I'm not going to expose you. I know who you are, and I really appreciate you sticking up for our brother Keith and sticking up for the cesspool. I would like to ask the people of the Campaign for Liberty to define Nazi. What is a Nazi? Would it be someone who sent federal troops into Waco and completely wiped out, you know, what, 85 to... Yeah. We're in Waco. You wiped out 85 to 100 men, women, babies, suckling babes, sucking at their mama's breast. You went in there and you use tear gas. You use C4L gas. Well, we're coming to a break. We're going to crank this up in a minute. Nazis.
The bombardier, he's coming in. He's opening up them Bombay doors, folks. I don't know what's going to happen in the next segment, but we'll try to survive it together.
Many of you have heard me talk about my vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again And oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor Score test today.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Cannot relate to that song. What heterosexual male cannot relate to that beautiful, beautiful song about a man's just longing for a girl? Can't think about anything but her. Can smell her. Can't live without her. I mean, that is a song that every teenage boy could have related to and still should be able to relate to. That is the Everly Brothers. Sam Bushman says he's still got that, and he's been married for 20 years. But this is the thing. I mean, that music, the heart, the soul of that, the emotions it elicits, you just listen, you close your eyes and listen to that song, and, oh, it's so stirring. It stirs the soul. That is the best music ever made right there. That was the Everly Brothers again. Phil Everly, recently departed. Quick word about that, Eddie. I don't know how we're going to tie that into what you were about to get into, but here it is. When I toss it back to you, talk about All I Want to Do Is Dream, and then get back into your run-ins with the C4L, local C4L, and how we are persona non grata with them.
Sam, I sure am glad, and James, I sure am glad my wife is watching the football game right now, because I got to talk about this little sweet, sweet girl named Linda Carol Stewart. When I hear that song, I can smell her perfume. That was the sweetest, most precious woman ever walked the face of the earth. God, I was in love with Linda Stewart, amongst other people. But hey, she was one of my favorite ones. But when I hear that song, I forgot what kind of perfume she wore. But you're right, James. You can smell them. You just can't live without them. They're so soft. That's in the days when women were women. You know, they didn't go into the gym and get sweaty and ripped and six-packs abs and try to compete with men. Women were women, and the men were damn glad of it. Now, I guess we'll get back into the good old C. Farrell. We're talking about Nazis, C. Farrell. could it be, was it Nazis that when FDR, your precious, our precious Democratic president, when he had American, Japanese-American citizens who'd been here for God only knows how long, had them put in prisoner of war concentration camps, taking their land away from them with armed bayonet guards? I mentioned Waco earlier. How about Ruby Ridge? You know, how about when our illustrious, wonderful government went into Ruby Ridge and shot and killed a lady while she was holding a suckling babe? Or how about Operation Keel Haul, when President Eisenhower, the wonderful Republican he was, had all the fighters from Bosnia, Herzegovina, whatever, got the USS Liberty? How about that? How about the Pearl Harbor being set up? How about the Gulf of Tonkin? How about when the United States CIA went in and set up the Mujahideen and when they morphed into Al-Qaeda? How about all that? How about Obamacare and the Patriot Act with indefinite detention? When Patriot Act was started by your precious George Bush, you know, who's a wonderful conservative Republican, and that Obama is carrying on all those same policies that Bush put in. How about the IRS has been given control over our medical system here in the United States? I just saw just today where the IRS is calling for more taxation, more penalties for people that don't get in there. Let me tell you what, you bunch of coward C4Ls. I have asked you, I know each and one of you, I used to go, like Jang said, I used to go to the Campaign for Liberty meetings all the time, but you'll never amount to anything. You never will. You're a bunch of gutless cowards, except for a few people that I know in there, and Lee Cochran is one of the really soldiers there. But you know what? James Edwards has always said one of the biggest downfalls of this country, of our movement, is for infighting. Whites infighting, you know, fighting with other whites. The jealousy. White so-called conservatives, which they really don't exist. Let me tell you what. I knew a fella who said, and I think I know who he is, he said he would love to have any of us enough to speak, and it was especially like they would love to have Keith. And he would love to see James Edwards come in there, but they said that there was, like they said, there was no way Keith would ever get in there. My brother Keith, my dear brother Keith, who I love very much, they would never let him come in there because, you know, he has the Nazi views. And they said there was absolutely no way in hell that James Edwards would come in there. They said Satan himself would be invited to speak at the Campaign for Liberty before James Edwards would come in there. So you know what? You Campaign for Liberty, you take your movement and go to hell. And you know what? You'll never come on this radio program. I've invited you to come on here many times. We tried to help you in your stinking movement, but just go straight to hell. I wouldn't lift a finger to pull you out of a burning building. So don't ever call me again. Don't ever try to come on this show again. That goes for every stinking one of you, except for the few people I know who you are that are on our side.
I wasn't quite expecting that, but I mean, you're right. Listen, here's the thing. I mean, what we view ourselves here in the cesspool as the genuine paleoconservative article. All right, that's what we are. We stand for everything the Campaign for Liberty stands for, and we would advocate for everything the Campaign for Liberty stands for. The thing that they don't like is that there are a couple of issues that we talk about on this show that makes them uncomfortable. That's fine. Invite us to your thing and say, listen, we don't want to get into that, but we love the work you're doing on the Constitution and these other issues that we hold dear. You know, you've got a top 10 radio show. We could sure use, you know, that kind of publicity. Come on in. But no, they don't say that. What they do is they cast us into the outer darkness, people who are toiling in the venue, working hard for no pay, slaving away for them. And Ron Paul, to a great extent, is in the same boat. But the thing is, they throw people like us out, and they embrace Romney and Rand Paul, people like that. I mean, what are they going to get with that? Yeah, they're not going to get called dirty names as much, but they're not ever going to win anything. And one more thing, Eddie, then we got to move on. But I just fired you up because, hey, tell them the one time that you got into an argument to the extent that it made your eyes hurt.
You know what? I got to say this. I got to say something else, too. Keith, our brother Keith Alexander, is an attorney. Listen, he puts his law license on the line every time he comes into this show. The man could be disbarred. He could be, you know what? He could catch so much hell. He would never been, but they would break his rice bowl. Me, I'm a registered nurse. When David Duke came to town, I forgot when he came, when James can tell you, when he came to town, Guess who did all the filming amongst all the pseudo-conservative news people there asking him questions? I did. I was a registered nurse working at Methodist University Hospital at the time. Had that got out, what I was doing, I would never be able to work in this town or anywhere else in the state of Tennessee. James Edwards has had his life threatened more times than you can imagine. I've had my life threatened just for coming on this program, and that's no bull. We've had the FBI into the radio station. I mean, we put our life on the line. We risk our livelihood, people, and we have paid the price. The IRS has been on me. The IRS has investigated James and his dad. That's enough for another show. But James Edwards' family's pretty much been ruined, like I have, being on the wrong side of the sons of Israel, and they're sticking the IRS on you. But the IRS is a big weapon. But anyway, that's what we have done. What have you done, C. Farrell? When have you ever put your butt on the line like we have? Never.
And it should be said that when the FBI came, it was to investigate threats against us. Correct. Not that they were investigating us for any wrongdoing, let me be clear, but we have only seconds remain, and Matt has been patiently waiting. Matt, I don't know how much time's left, not much, but say it quick if you can, my brother.
Hey, how you doing, Cesspool family? Can you all hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
Fantastic. Wow, this is a great opportunity. I never get to talk to Mr. Miller. Big shout out to Mr. Miller. Big fan.
He's taking a bow.
Thank you very much. And also, I understand Mr. Stan Bushman's in the studio tonight. A very heartfelt thank you, Mr. Bushman, for providing a venue so folks like me around the country, around the world, can listen to these great men and get the message out.
Well, thank you for saying that, Matt, because I think everybody should hold Sam in the highest regard, because without him, and we say that a lot, there would be no Cesspool. You like this show, you better love Sam Bushman, and I'm telling you, that's the truth. Listen, Matt, I know you got something to say, and I want to hear it. We got to take a break because we have Reverend Ted Pike coming on, but if you can call back in the third hour, we'd love to work you on.
Sounds great, James. Talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips.
There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress, hello emptiness, I feel like I could die.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Political Cesspool Radio Program, second show of the new year, and we are welcoming back our very good friend, a hero of mine, Reverend Ted Pike, the man who has logged more guest appearances than any other in the history of this show, dating back to our inception in 2004. Now, nearly 10 years later, his appearances continue, and, as we always say, for very good reason. Of course, Ted Pike is the director of the National Prayer Network, which is a Christian conservative watchdog organization. And that being said, Reverend Pike, welcome back.
Thank you so much, James.
Well, you have written another stellar article at truthtellers.org, and the title of it is A&E's Bias Crime Against Duck Dynasty. And of course, the Duck Dynasty flap has played itself out now, and you provide for us an exclamation point on the whole story for people who were perhaps on another planet here for the last couple of weeks. I'll quickly recap what happened. Phil Robertson, who is the patriarch of the Duck Dynasty family, said in no uncertain terms, that homosexuality is sinful and illogical. And because of that very biblical and very basic conservative view of sodomy, he was raked over the coals, and they hoped to make an example out of him in a very similar fashion to that which was made out of Paula Deen. But something didn't go according to script, Reverend Pike, and that was Christians rallied behind the Robertson family, and not only did A&E reinstate Phil Robertson and the show itself, vendors like Cracker Barrel put their merchandise back on their shelves and apologized to the public for crossing the Robertsons. Now, that is not how it normally plays out, but A&E's role in this is what you're focusing on, and tell us the gist of your article.
Well, after this whole flap was subsiding, Nancy Dubuck, who is the CEO of A&E, said that one of the results of it was that A&E would be launching a massive program of spot announcements and promotion of tolerance. And of course, with the evidence of the way she had behaved, that will be tolerance of homosexuality,
sure,
not respect for the diversity of Christians. And what I do in this article is I basically point out that A&E's behavior toward the Robertsons was discriminatory, was intolerant, and it actually crossed the line over into indictable distortion of character of the Robertsons. For example, the Robertsons, Phil Robertson, in an interview with Sports Spectrum magazine, said that unknown to them, the A&E editors in Los Angeles had been inserting bleeps of profanity,
yes,
into the programs, and it required the Robertsons to discover that, but that had been going on for some time. That is a gross violation of your rights and a distortion of character. And similarly, Robertson also said that they cut out Jesus' name on a number of prayers that the Robertsons had uttered. Both of these give the impression of a double standard of hypocrisy in the Robertsons, and really are. Phil Robertson said that he and his sons work in basically a workplace environment in contract with A&E. And what this means is that A&E has been involved in discriminatory, really abusive behavior to their employees in the workplace, which should be indictable in certain states like Colorado, Oregon, California, wherever, where if even a Christian employer witnesses to a homosexual in the workplace, it can be indictable as a bias crime.
Reverend Pike, I want to talk more about that, but while I'm thinking about it, and while it's on my mind, you know, A&E would have been all too happy to bend the knee to political correctness and completely write off the Robertson and their show Duck Dynasty. But the fact of the matter was that this show, because it is so immensely popular in the heartland and with the basic Christian people, whether they're spiritual Christians or cultural Christians, this show has a huge following. I see their merchandise everywhere. And the fact remains that this show brings in millions of dollars in revenue in sponsorships. And the people got organized for once and rallied to the defense of one of our own, the Robertson family, and they made the corporate giants back down to a great extent. My question to you is, why do we only see this sort of reaction once or twice a year? We saw it with Chick-fil-A. We saw it a few times with the hate crimes bill. Why do Christians only get organized on rare occasion when the enemy is eternally vigilant?
Well, I asked that when I was leading the fight against the Good Christian, I should say, the GCB program.
Yes, yes.
on ABC, and the Christian opposition there was virtually non-existent. It caused Rush Limbaugh to call out and say, "Where is the outrage? Here is this primetime sitcom is trashing Heartland Christianity." And fortunately, we were able to take the lead in that. I wrote some 21 articles. We were able to actually dramatize that the head of the whole, this conspiracy against Christianity, is an Orthodox observant Jew, and Bob Iger, head of Disney. And we were able to back them down.
I remember that.
In fact, there were... There were three other programs who had significantly lower ratings than GCB, and they were reinstated, but GCB was not. Now, there you had a virtual complete absence, and I think that the Christian church realized that this was an outrageous affront against Christianity, but they felt it was hopeless. They just really, there was no fight in them, and how wrong they were. With God, you know, one can chase a thousand. And I think the Duck Dynasty is a kind of a different thing in which you have an enormously popular program with great loyalty, great identification with the Robertsons and so on. And they are viewing the Robertsons as their friends who are being mistreated terribly. And something there seemed to kindle much more outrage. Back in 1988, the Last Temptation of Christ similarly trashed Christianity, and there was a huge outbreak of Christian resistance to that. But it did not specify that it was Antichrist Jews in Hollywood at MCA which were perpetuating this blasphemy. And we at the National Prayer Network, we sent out a brochure to 192,000 pastors, evangelical pastors in America, informing them that the basic tenets of the Last Temptation were nothing more than the blasphemies of the Talmud. And years later, a prominent Jewish leader said that basically as a result of what the National Prayer Network did, Last Temptation was the greatest disaster in Christian Jewish relations in the last century. So I think the moral here is that with God with us, who can be against us? And with truth with us, every Christian should be taught that they have a duty to to speak out as volubly as they possibly can on internet, on talk radio, and letters to the editors, whatever it takes to get the word out. And certainly that happened with Duck Dynasty.
I think people are under the illusion that simply because 100% of the media is against us 100% of the time, that's reflective upon society as a whole. And you and I know better, Reverend Pike, because we head up respectively large organizations with the National Prayer Network and this radio program. Fundamentally, especially when you're talking about Christians, they still agree with us. A lot of them have been led astray on Israel, but that's not to say that the majority of Americans still hold fundamentally Christian and conservative viewpoints. It's not as strong as it should be, but there's certainly more of them out there, and it's more than enough to make a difference and to see this kind of result duplicate itself time and time again if they would get active as they did in the Duck Dynasty case. We're going to talk more about that. We're going to present the questions to Reverend Pike. Did A&E commit bias crimes against Duck Dynasty, and was their censorship of the program unconstitutional? Stay tuned.
Let's hang on and come back to the political cesspool right after these messages here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
right, everybody. Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. James Edwards, Eddie the Bombardier Miller here in studio. Our featured guest this hour, the Venerable Reverend Ted Pike. We're talking about his excellent article, which you can read at our website, but by all means, go to truthtellers.org and get it from the source. The title is A&E's Bias Crime Against Duck Dynasty. Ted, you asked two questions towards the latter part of the article. One is, was this censorship and discrimination against the Duck Dynasty family by A&E unconstitutional? And people would say, well, it's not unconstitutional because they are a private firm and a private firm can do whatever they want. Well, tell that to the private firm that for whatever reason refused to hire a racial minority or a homosexual and tell them if it's constitutional or not. But the questions you asked, did in fact A&E commit an actual bias crime, and was their censorship and discrimination unconstitutional? Ted, your take on that, please, sir.
Yes, it would be a bias crime in any hate law country such as Canada, England, France, etc. They showed contempt for the Robertson's privacy and religious beliefs, no doubt about it. It was workplace, creating a deceptive or a hostile workplace environment. As far as the Constitution does not prohibit discrimination by business owners who have paid perhaps almost a bloody price in order to create that business. But what happens under bias and hate crimes laws is that the government, and this all basically started with the Civil Rights Act of 1964, in which the government comes in and says, you don't really own and control your business anymore. You can operate it, but we tell you who you must hire and who you can't fire. And so the government comes in and says, basically, you are working for the people, for the minorities, for federally protected and exalted groups, such as Jews, homosexuals, Latinos, blacks, women, etc., that the government considers to be historic victims of white Christian discrimination. And so the truth of the matter is that we have an inalienable right as business operators to put up a sign that says "No shoes, no service." Isn't that discrimination against people who don't want to wear shoes? Of course it is, but that's hallowed by the Constitution, and we could of course go on at great length on this subject. But the fact of the matter is that that really A&E did nothing that is legally wrong by terminating the Duck Dynasty program, but they did something which, according to hate law and bias crime theory, and in some states such as Colorado, Oregon, and California uphold this, they created a hostile work environment, and therefore they are hypocritical when they say that they are going to be launching a big program of anti-bias and tolerance education.
You know, Ted, this is Eddie Miller here. You know, as you and I both know, this is so-called hate crime laws are totally unconstitutional, and they have been used against our people. So we need to turn around and take the same unconstitutional laws, which is good for the goose is good for the gander. We need to scorch A&E. You know, me and James were talking about during the break about, and you're much more versed in the Bible than I am, but there's a verse in there. We've talked about it several times on the cesspool. It goes kind of like this, I'll paraphrase it. We fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities in high places, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And Ted, I'm going to run this by you, see what you have to say about it. That's what we're fighting now as a Christian nation. It's nothing new. It's been here since the beginning of time, you know. It's been especially been here since Jesus Christ came, was crucified. Satan has always been here. He's always hated Christ. He's always hated Christians. And that's who we have right here, the synagogue of Satan coming out of Hollywood that's attacking Christ and Christians. They hate our culture. They hate Christians. That's what they're doing. They're attacking us, and they're trying to brainwash our youth. Here's the solution, you know. Our solution, Ted, here's what I'll put forth to you. It's not trying to go so much to the courts to try to attack them for discrimination. Our solution is to turn the stinking football games off, to turn the stinking shows off when they offend Christians, to vote with our dollars and not go to the movie houses, not rent CDs, not listen to the music, don't patronize the Jewish-owned banks. You know, we need to totally boycott boycott these filthmongers out of Hollywood, and that's the power. The Christians have the power, but we will not stick together.
Well, they felt that power this week in recent days, Eddie, when people began to complain. They felt as though they were going to lose money if they did not reverse their decision on A&E, and so therefore there was that minor victory. But Ted, your thoughts to that, and then a final thought and summation.
I have another recent article, which is the latest one that's posted at Truth Tellers, and it's entitled Four Times That Evil Jewish Leaders Fled. And in three instances, I detail how that it was more than what you're talking about, Eddie. It was publicly naming, publicly posting on the internet and elsewhere the fact that these three offensives that I talk about in this article were Jewish masterminded by Antichrist evil Jewish leaders, especially coming out of Hollywood or in pro-homosexual Jewish activist organizations. And that more than anything else, that even more than thousands and thousands of Christians complaining or boycotting, it's identifying, it's like shining the spotlight in your car on rats in a garbage dump. And you know, when we were kids, we'd go to the local garbage dump with our 22 rifles and we would shoot rats as they'd move around in the garbage. Well, that's I'm not advocating shooting anybody, but I am saying we would shine our spotlight and immediately we would see all these creepy little animals moving around. And that's exactly what we have to do. The people have got to start speaking up that behind these offensives against Christianity, there are people who want to destroy our civilization, destroy our Christian civilization, so their own Judaic New World Order can be erected in its ashes. That's exactly what's going on here, and people have to become specific, just like Jesus was specific, just like John the Baptist was specific. They've got to forget about being afraid of being called anti-Semitic. They've got to speak out in their Sunday school classes and churches and the internet, talk radio, that's everywhere, saying that there is a conspiracy here of evil. Not all Jews by any means, but there are evil, yes, conspiratorial Jews who want to destroy our civilization. They're using abortion, sodomy, whatever they can, hate crimes, laws to take away freedom and make way for a new world order under Jewish control, ruled from Jerusalem.
Reverend Pike, you are absolutely on fire, my man. In fact, you stole a lot of my thunder. You brought up a lot of points I was going to point out. James told me you wrote an article on Esther here recently. Let me tell you a little experience I had. It'll be 2 years ago in February. I shut a Bible school class down, and I'm not really proud of it. We used to have a Bible study on Sunday night at a mainstream Baptist church here in Memphis, and I kind of blew up during the Esther class. And I pointed out the fact, as a matter of fact, I asked the question, you know, does a Jew have to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, or do they get a free pass? That's what it came down to. But the class was called early, and, you know, I created havoc there. I came back and apologized later for creating the havoc, but not for my views, but just becoming, you know, being so aggressive about it. But Reverend Pike, one of the things I really admire about you is that you take the fight. You hit it right on the head, my man. The nail on the head.
Thank you.
We need to take the fight into the churches to educate these people that the synagogue of Satan they're not the chosen people. It's not. And Billy Graham even said that it's not the Christ-hating Jews. I'm not damning all Jews to hell. Well, I can't damn him anyway. But we need to let these people to know. We need to go over and read Ephesians, the third chapter of Ephesians, where the Apostle Paul said that if you be baptized in Christ, there's neither male nor female, nor freedman nor bondman, nor Jew nor Gentile. And furthermore, I don't have my Bible, but the last verse of that chapter says that. And furthermore, if you be baptized in Jesus Christ, you are a seed of Abraham and an heir to the promise. That's who the sons of Abraham are. The true sons of Abraham, as I also talked about it in the chapter of John, the true sons of Abraham are the people who accept the Lord Jesus Christ, their Savior, and obey him and follow his ways. And you hit you always point that out, Reverend Pike.
Yeah, well, that's very, very true.
And Ted, we're running out of time, and I know we've drifted just slightly from the original topic of your interview, which we had basically wrapped up. But folks, read it for yourself at truthtellers.org, and I'll echo the comments of Eddie Miller. The reason you come on so much, the reason you're such a regular guest, is that no one else can lay out a case as you do, Ted, and you do it with love. You can tell your voice is that of a man who is both gentle and firm. You can tell that you are telling the truth in love when you speak, and I love you for it, and thank you for your defense of our faith and our people, and we will talk to you again soon, I'm sure.
Thank you so much.
Reverend Ted Pike, everybody, check him out at truthtellers.org. He was absolutely on fire tonight. I promised you a scorcher, and you can't help but deliver one when Reverend Ted Pike is your guest, but we're going to be back with another firebrand. Can you handle Sam Bushman? We'll find out. Stay tuned.